Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nancy Trask over Winterset Way. Good morning to you, Nancy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Nancy, I'm really excited. You're going to be in Atlantic at the American Legion Memorial Building on the 18th of February. That's a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And the topic is Iowa's own monuments man, George Stout. Now, it would be bad to assume that everybody knows what a monuments man is, so you better give us just a little bit of background about that.
Well, there's a wonderful book called The Monuments Men by Robert Edsel, and from that book, George Clooney and Grant Heslip, I think is the other guy, got a hold of it and decided that that could become a movie. And in the end, George Clooney starred in that movie, and his character basically was the George Stout story. So George Stout was born here. I tell a lot about George Stout, but also the whole story of the Monuments Men. And in World War II, there was a group of people who were in a division called the Monuments, Fine Arts, and Archives, whose job it was to try to save the culture of Europe in the middle of the terrific bombing that was going on there and theft.
And really the culture for all of us, because this was major, major artwork that we're talking about, and buildings. Sometimes we don't remember that they were trying to protect buildings also.
Buildings as well, and sometimes they did and sometimes they couldn't, but, you know, as far as they could, they were trying to work with the officers to encourage them not to hit important cultural sites like libraries, universities, cathedrals, and you name it, you know, art galleries and museums. They were trying to get those avoided. And, of course, it's just a horrifying situation in the middle of war. I mean, we've all seen the pictures of the cities that were completely bombed out, and you know a lot of cultural things were ruined.
Right. So, and we're
not to mention the theft by the Nazis. It turned out also that the Nazis were stealing the great artwork, the world-class artworks, for what they would be putting into museums after the war if they won the war. And so it was millions of artworks.
That's the thing that really kind of boggles my mind, to think about tons of artwork, millions of pieces that were hidden away for Hitler. He was going to do a big art museum himself. And also
right.
by some of the other folks like Goring and probably a whole lot of other folks said, I'll just take a little of this for me. I'll just keep a little of that.
I know. Yeah, but they were taking it out of the European countries
yes.
by the train loads, by multiple car trains. And there was another movie besides The Monuments Men that came out, I think this was in the 60s, a Burt Lancaster
yes.
movie called The Train. And that actually was based on a true story, too, of the resistance getting a hold of one of those trains and just not letting it get to its destination. And then after a month or so, they kept detaining this train that kept going these places where the Nazis were not intending it to go. And eventually the war was over and they were able to save the stuff on that train.
And
there are so many little wrinkles of what all happened.
And I think it's true. Now, just like most movies, which I think it's a great movie to kind of raise your awareness that this even went on, not everything is factual, but there's enough real stuff in there that you go, oh my goodness, this really happened. And one of the things, I think this is right, Nancy, that the Germans at the end said, well, if we can't have it, we're just going to burn it.
Absolutely. Well, burn it or blow it up. And
yeah.
that was a command from Hitler called the Nero Decree. The kind of the nickname of it was the Nero Decree, that if they looked like they were going to have to retreat and lose that piece of territory, they were to bomb everything. They were to blow up bridges and factories and everything of value rather than leave it behind if they had to retreat. And so all of his junior officers are out in the field with this order. And some agreed with it, some agreed with it a little bit less. Fortunately, the guy in Paris agreed with it a little bit less, and some stuff was saved in Paris that way. But think of the numbers of nations they were in. I think they had occupied 18 nations. And think of all the I mean, just think of your own little town. If somebody came and took all your archives and all the stuff that our genealogists and our local historians wanted to use, you'd be so aggravated.
Well, and your your personal property also. I think that's another thing that perhaps we don't think about, that there were a lot of personal people who had great treasures. Now, Nancy, since you mentioned this about what would you think, I want to talk a little bit about you before we go back to actually what you're going to be talking about, because you were a librarian for many years, a director of the Winterset Library. I think you have an even greater appreciation for the genealogy, for the culture, for all the things that are important to save.
Well, I think librarians do have, you know, at the Winterset Library, we have a collaboration with the Madison County Genealogical Society, and we're actually their headquarters at the Winterset Public Library. So, yeah, we worked so directly with all the local historians, and, you know, if you don't, let's say you still had some of your covered bridges, but if you had no way to get information about those, if you had no access to your archives of your newspaper and any of your town archives, you wouldn't know the stories, you wouldn't know why the names were the way they were, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know the historical land ownership of your county and all that. It's a horrifying thought.
Yes. Now, you're going to talk about the bigger picture, the monuments men, but you have a really special interest and are going to go in more detail, stuff that most of us would never know about, and that's particularly about George Stout, who was a leader of this whole Save the Art, and he grew up in Winterset.
He grew up in Winterset, graduated from Winterset High School, and just from studying his life, I mean, what a sweet guy. He graduated high school, went off to college for a couple years, went into World War One, and served in Europe in World War One. And, you know, for a young guy being in Europe and seeing bodies torn up by the war, I just think what a ghastly thing for a young man to have to go through, but then to come out with such a positive view of life and ability to go on with his education and everything, got himself educated and then even Harvard educated in art.
We should mention he went to University of Iowa some also.
Went to University of Iowa after he came back from World War One and got his bachelor's degree in art and then started teaching art here in Iowa. And then eventually he did have his eye on, a good advanced degree or from a good school, and by that he meant Harvard, and he got himself into Harvard and
amazing.
stayed at Harvard for really more than a decade, not just as a student, but started their conservation and preservation lab in their major art gallery, the Fogg Museum, there at on the Harvard campus. Really became the father of modern principles of art conservation and archives preservation and conservation.
We're visiting with Nancy Trask, and Nancy's going to be in Atlantic next Sunday, the 18th at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Memorial Building to give us some more information about Iowa's own monuments man, George Stout, as well as the bigger picture about what the monument men are about. And Nancy, as I understand, this is a story, this is a part of World War II history that really wasn't out there for most of us to know about until not very long ago.
You know, I think the reason for that, it's not that it was hidden. There were some newspaper articles about it and everything, but, you know, those people who were in World War II, the news, by and large, was about people we've lost, and the sentiments were about those heroes that were lost in battle in Europe and in Asia, well, wherever. And even there was campaign in Africa, wasn't there? I mean, it was really called a world war for a reason.
Right. So
the focus was on those lost and those heroes rather than these guys who were saving art, which is also heroic, but
it
I think it was kept in perspective, and then finally the story was able to come out.
And they were in the same danger as a whole lot of other people. So Nancy has done great work in doing research, find out about the big picture about the Monuments Man, and more specifically about our own Iowa hero, George Stout. So, Nancy, we look forward to seeing you, hearing you at the American Legion Memorial Building this coming Sunday, 2 p.m., to hear more about this story. So, thank you very much. And until next time, here's a thought by Vincent van Gogh. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together.